I'm at Iowa Speedway, and we're getting ready for the American Ethanol 200 Truck Series race presented by Inogen and Syngenta. And I have with me Chris Tingle. First of all, tell me what you do for Syngenta.
I'm the head of marketing for Inogen, our corn enzyme technology group.
Well, we just made a few announcements here, I guess. Tell us what's new here when it comes to what you're doing to, I guess, help grow this whole area of ethanol production.
Yeah, ethanol production is a complex industry. It involves a farmer, it involves an ethanol plant, and finally a distribution to get to the overall consumer. And so when you think through the complexities that has, it handles a lot of places that need help at this time to expand and grow the market. We were pleased today to announce our dollar per acre contribution to Prime the Pump of $225,000 donation to help enable the infrastructure of getting through some of the advocacy around adding equipment and just enabling the use of ethanol more broadly. Beyond the state of Iowa. We're doing really good here, but thinking about it in a broader sense.
Well, you know, we look at Syngenta and we think in terms of the seed for or other products that go into crop production today. But, you know, this is an example of something a little different to get out there and help your customers because, you know, you're all working together and it's all for everybody's mutual benefit.
It is. It's a unique position that we're in. It's to offer an enzyme technology to our corn growers. And what happens is, well, they still produce corn and deliver that corn to the ethanol plant, but they're also now enzyme suppliers. And so there's added value there. There's value at the grower level, receiving premiums for their bushels delivered. There's value at the ethanol plant, through the efficiencies and just contributions directly to their operating margins by using this high-performance type of enzyme. And there's all overall benefits for the rural economy, keeping those dollars local, supporting the local businesses, ethanol plant, keeping it sustainable, and keeping our growers sustainable as well.
I know there's people that are probably thinking, now, how do they get that enzyme into that corn plant, you know? I mean, they just, like, inject it or what?
Yeah, it's a great question, one that we do field a lot. It's basically an output trait. It is a trait within the crop itself, and we're able to. It's actually the first output trait for corn that provides. The enzyme is actually in the kernel, in the starch, in the fiber of the corn itself, which is a product of the plant. So we've got efficiencies there. The plant is going to grind corn, and so they can save a step by just grinding the Inogen corn as part of their overall loads going in, and then use the efficiency of the enzyme itself that's trapped within the kernel. Yeah. They release it, and then it begins to work.
But they don't have to use 100% Inogen corn,
no, it's,
right?
No, that's a great point. We've researched this topic with our plants when they come on board. It's really about 15% of the overall corn that goes into that plant is Inogen corn. That's the appropriate percentage that we need to get the maximum efficiency of the alpha amylase trait.
One other thing I thought I might mention here, because as we were talking about Prime the Pump, you've got some FFA students helping you out to try to raise a little bit of money here, too, I understand.
They are. We're happy to partner with the FFA here locally. They're actually collecting money to help support Prime the Pump. And for every dollar they can collect here, they're walking around everywhere with these gas cans. And Syngenta's going to match that donation. We're going to support the local FFA chapter and continue to contribute to Prime the Pump in just another way.
And it actually comes back to the chapters, too.
I mean, exactly.
They get some money out of it, too.
They are getting it. We're matching those dollars, keeping that FFA chapter strong. Second year we've done that.
Yeah, you guys are pretty active out here today, and I understand you got a bunch of customers coming out to watch the race.
Exactly. Well, we've got a heck of a day in front of us. We've got actually five buses coming from northwest Iowa, South Dakota, even some from western Nebraska and northeastern Kansas. We'll probably have close to 200 of our growers here tonight enjoying the race, enjoying meeting with some of the ethanol industry we've invited as well. And that's where we see the real synergies is when we get all of these different functions together talking, they can really realize the benefits.
I'm going to thank Inogen for sponsoring our coverage of this year's race here at Iowa Speedway, which is the American Ethanol 200. And that is presented by Inogen. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.